ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम सेवन कैंटो चैप्टर फाइव एंटाइटल प्रहलाद द सेंटली सन ऑफ हिरण्यकशिपु टेक्स्ट फोर. एकदा सुरराट पुत्रम् अंकम् आरोप्य पांडव पप्रच्छ कथ्यताम् वत्स मन्यते साधु यद् भवान्. My dear King Yudhishthir, once upon a time, the king of the demons, Hiranyakashipu, took his son Prahlad on his lap and very affectionately inquired, "My dear son, please let me know what you think is the best of all the subjects you have studied from your teachers." Purport. Hiranyakashipu did not ask his young son anything that would be very difficult for him to answer. Instead, he gave the boy a chance to speak plainly about whatever he thought might be best. Prahlad Maharaj, of course, being a perfect devotee, knew everything and could say what the best part of life is. In the Vedas, it is said, Yasmin vijyate sarvamevam vijyatam bhavati. If one properly understands God, he can understand any subject matter very nicely. Sometimes we have to challenge big scientists and philosophers. But by the grace of Krishna, we emerge successful. It is impossible, practically speaking, for ordinary men to challenge scientists or philosophers concerning genuine knowledge. But a devotee can challenge them because the best of everything is known to a devotee by the grace of Krishna. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 10.11, Teshamevanukampartham aham ajnanajam tamah nashayami atmabhavastho jnanadipena bhasvatam. Krishna, who is situated in the core of everyone's heart as a super soul, dissipates all the ignorance from the heart of a devotee. As a special favor, he enlightens the devotee with all knowledge by putting before him the torch of light. Prahlad Maharaj therefore knew the best of knowledge, and when his father inquired from him, Prahlad gave him that knowledge. Prahlad Maharaj was able to solve the most difficult parts of problem because of his advanced Krishna consciousness. Therefore, he replied as follows. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So here, Prahlad, Hiranyakashipu, the best of the demons, who practically had conquered the whole universe, who knew every bit of the whole creation within this universe, is asking Prahlad Maharaj, "What have you learnt? What is the best that you learnt?" Generally, parents ask 5-year-old children sitting on their lap, "What did you learn today in school?" "Twinkle, twinkle, little star." "Very good, excellent." Something. Prahlad Hiranyakashipu never expected Prahlad to speak some very, very profound thing which will shake Hiranyakashipu's foundation. Not understanding Prahlad's position, he just asked this question. So, Prabhupada writes here very nicely. Prahlad, of course, being a perfect devotee, knew everything and could say what the best part of life is. In the Vedas it is said, Yasmin vigyate sarvamevam vigyatam bhavati. If one properly understands God, he can understand any subject matter very nicely. How can we understand the statement that if we understand God, we understand every subject matter very nicely? The first aphorism in the Vedanta Sutra is Athato Brahma Jigyasa. Now that we have got this human form of life, we inquire about the Absolute. Why? Because Janmadhyasa Yataha, Krishna or Param Brahma is the source of everything that exists. And actually, to know things or to see things properly means to see everything in relationship to its source. Purnamadaha Purnamadam Idam Purnat Purnam Udachate. Everything is coming from perfect and complete source. And one who knows the source can see everything in its proper perspective. And seeing everything with its connection to the source translates practically into using everything for what it is actually meant for. The Creator made things with a specific purpose. And in the creation, anyone who exists, if he sees things and uses things for what they are actually meant for, then he sees things properly. And what is the purpose of this whole existence? The only purpose of this existence is to give us rebellious conditioned souls an opportunity to realize ourselves, realize our eternal relationship with the Lord, and therefore everything is exclusively meant for using for that purpose alone. Everything is coming from Him, everything exists in Him, everything is meant to be used in His service. And so that is, therefore, yasmin vigyate sarvamevam vigyata. Therefore, if you know the source, you know exactly what it is meant for. Why has Creator made anything in this creation? And therefore, even though we may not know many, many, many subject matters in detail, but we know the purpose. Whereas, those who do not understand the source may technically know the most intricate, sophisticated details of everything, but because they don't know what is the purpose of everything that exists, it is actually useless. A physiologist may know everything about this body, an anatomist may know every part of this body, a pathologist may know every cell and what's gone wrong with it. He can diagnose what is wrong. A surgeon may know everything about this body. But a devotee knows what this body is meant for. Otherwise, operation is successful, patient is dead. You cure that person, but for what? So therefore, yasmin vigyate sarvameva. He knows everything. He knows everything in the sense he knows what it's to be used for. We know that famous story where Prabhupada was speaking on this particular phrase, Yasmin Vijyate Sarvamevam Vijnanam. And a person asked, challenged Srila Prabhupada, do you know how many windows are there in the Empire State Building? Yasmin Vijyate Sarvam, you should know everything. So how many windows are there in the Empire State Building? So Prabhupada said, before that you answer my question. How many drops of water are there in a mirage? How many are there? That's absolutely nothing. So, when we see anything in disconnection with the Lord, that is Maya. That's actually Maya. In fact, this is the essential knowledge that was taught in the beginning of creation to Lord Brahma by Lord Krishna. This is the first knowledge, only four verses. And a full expansion of that is Srimad Bhagavatam into 18,000 verses. The whole purpose of all this is to bring us to that point. And Prahlad knew all this. Prahlad knew all this. Why? Because Prahlad had learnt it from Narada Muni. He had learnt it in the womb of his mother. He learnt it from Narada Muni. He heard it from Narada Muni with a very receptive attitude. And where did Narada Muni learn it from? In the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, Narada Muni says, where I learnt it from in my previous life as a son of a maid servant, I learnt it from the Bhaktivedantas. And I was receptive to that. And therefore, it is very nicely explained by Narada Muni himself about how could he fully appreciate and understand. We know this. We know the four verses of the Srimad Bhagavatam. We know all this knowledge. But why are we not able to see as Narada sees or as Prahlad sees? Narada Muni explains what was his qualification to actually understand this knowledge. He says, when they were Narada initially in his previous life to that life of a Shudra boy, son of a maid servant, was Upabarhana. His Grace Bhurijan Prabhu recently gave this amazing seminar. He spoke about the journey of Narada Muni. In the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, personally Narada Muni is giving his example. How he was the son of a Shudra and how he perfected his life within one life. Kalau Shudra Sambhavayam, Kaliyuga, all of us are Shudras. And we can also perfect if we follow in the life of Shripad Narada Muni. So Narada Muni's situation, he was as a Upabarhana, he went to a Sankirtan program. And all the sages was glorifying the Lord and he was glorifying some demigods surrounded by beautiful women. And demigods, basically it was his own self. Basically his own self he was glorifying. And therefore he was cursed to become son of a maid servant. Stripped away of all those things which he could be proud of. And put in a very humble position. Put in a very humble position where he couldn't be absolutely prideless. So that so-called unfortunate situation was actually the great good fortune by the mercy of the Bhaktivedantas. So sometimes we become very dejected, why Krishna created me like this? You know, basically life is nothing but a bunch of karma. It's just manifesting, that's all. So why has God created like this? But if he could only see Krishna, it is exactly what we need to perfect our lives. And all that we don't need is mercifully not there. Just that little extra would have been there, probably would have become very proud and fallen away. And how much we need, exactly that much has been given. So, actually that unfortunate situation was the most fortunate situation. Because he was so humble and he had nothing to be proud of. And he says at that time, and when the Bhaktivedantas happened to come to that place where the mother was serving those people in the 4 months, Narada also had the opportunity as a young boy to actually serve them. Although they were impartial by nature, those followers of the Vedanta blessed me with their causeless mercy. As far as I was concerned, I was self-controlled and had no attachment for sports. Even though I was a boy. In addition, I was not naughty and did not speak more than required. It's very interesting. Chakruhu kripam yadyapi tulya darshanaha. Chakruhu kripam. They showered their mercy on me. Chakruhu means bestow. Kripam, causeless mercy. Yadyapi tulya darshanaha. Tulya darshana. The Bhaktivedantas were impartial by nature. But they were specially merciful to this boy. It seems contradictory. How can a person be impartial to all and specially merciful to someone? That contradiction is very nicely resolved by Narada in this verse. That the sun is equal to every place, but in a dark room, if someone is sitting in a dark room, he can't access that. That's not the sun's fault. It is raining everywhere. But if you hold some obstacle, you are deprived of that. So yes, the Bhaktivedanta was impartial, but the receptivity of Narada made them to give. And therefore, he was receptive enough to accept it. We see, Krishna spoke the Gita among the 64 crores of people. Everyone heard the Gita. But according to their level of receptivity, they took advantage of it. Gurujan Prabhu was explaining how one time in Australia somewhere, one devotee, new devotee, turned to another very senior person. Senior means at that time just 2 more years ahead. Who was doing amazing service. And he said, Prabhupada, you have shown him so much mercy. Prabhupada said, no, I am showing mercy to everyone. He has taken advantage of that. So, what was that qualification which made him access that mercy which is showering equally on everyone? He says, Prabhupada writes in that purport, it is without being self-controlled, without being disciplined, and without being fully obedient, no one can become successful in following the instruction of the spiritual master. And without doing so, no one is able to go back to Godhead. So to go back to Godhead, going back, we have to follow the instruction of the spiritual master. And to follow the instruction of the spiritual master, you have to be self-controlled. You can only trust someone who can trust his senses. You can't trust someone who can't trust his own senses. You cannot be Goswami and Godas. You can't serve two masters. Goswami means one who serves Krishna, and Godas means one who serves his senses. You can't be two in one. You can't serve two masters. Either you serve one, leave the other, or serve one, leave the other.
సో ఫస్ట్ క్వాలిఫికేషన్ ఇస్ బ్రహ్మచారి గురుకులే వసం దాంతో. ద ఫస్ట్ థింగ్, ఫస్ట్ లెసన్ ఇస్ దాంత కంట్రోల్. అన్లెస్ యువర్ సెన్సెస్ ఆర్ అవైలబుల్ టు సర్వ్ ద మాస్టర్, ఇఫ్ దే ఆర్ ఆల్రెడీ సర్వింగ్ దేర్ ఓన్ మాస్టర్, దేర్ ఓన్ ఆర్ ద మైండ్ అండ్ ద ఈగో, వేర్ విల్ దే హ్యావ్ ద ఫెసిలిటీ టు సర్వ్ ద మాస్టర్ వెన్ రిక్వైర్డ్? Therefore, it is the first qualification that a person has to control his senses. That's why Rupa Goswami begins, Vacho Vegam, Manasa Krodha Vegam, Jiva Vegam, Udaropastha Vegam. Etan Vegan Yo Vishaheta Dhiraha. Dhira means Dhirastatrana Muhyati. One who is convinced that I am not this body. This body is meant to simply serve. Rishikesha Sevanam. So that is the first qualification. And then the second thing was, he was disciplined. Discipline means non-frivolous. Frivolity is basically a restlessness of the mind. It's basically restlessness of the mind. That leads to frivolous. Frivolity in terms of thoughts, frivolity in terms of words, frivolity in terms of body, actions. And discipline means gravity. So here he was, very close association with Bhaktivedantas for 4 months. But because he was not frivolous, familiarity breeds contempt, as we were discussing just the other day. Familiarity breeds contempt. This quotation is there, and it is a fact. Familiarity breeds contempt when sense gratification is the center of our relationship. And familiarity breeds to respect, intimacy, love and service if Krishna is the center of that relationship. And how do we bring Krishna in the center? We don't have right now that kind of Krishna prem to see Krishna. But therefore, this whole Achara Samhita, the whole way of Achara. What is Achara? Etiquette, behavior, lifestyle of a Vaishnava. Why did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instruct Sanatana Goswami and Diksit Goswamis not only to excavate places of Vrindavan, in Vrindavan, the lost holy sites, and write Bhakti Shastras, establish deity worship, and write etiquettes of Vaishnava behavior. Vaishnava behavior is, these are basically details. These are minor details. How to respect everything. How to respect an object. How to respect a person. How to respect a thing. How to respect anything. But in and of itself, it can become a burdensome ritual if the principle is not understood. The other day we were discussing, Gopal's garden, we were discussing with children about respect. I walked into the room and I just gently kicked the door shut and I sat on the chair and put my legs on the table. So they were a little shocked. Why today Prabhuji is behaving like this? I said, what did you see in my action which making you raise your eyebrows? I thought you are very casual and disrespectful. I said, really? Why? I put the door shut, I gently, but Prabhuji, you kicked the door. Really? Touching something with leg, a big false ego. So then I said, basically we were discussing about respect. So they said, respect, so how do I respect this? Do I offer it worship and you know? No, you should use it for what it is meant for. That is respect. You can't take the duster and throw it on someone's head. You should use it for what it is meant for. Oh, achha. Thank you very much. I wrote down. Use everything for what it meant for. How do you respect a beggar? At least by not insulting him. In this way, we actually going deeper and deeper and deeper. And then we came to a point where we realized, actually, a devotee is 100% respectful because he sees Krishna in every andantarastha paramanu chayantarastham govindam. Because he sees Krishna everywhere, he cannot be disrespectful. He cannot be offensive. And such a position is very safe. So therefore, if you go to the detail, this whole discipline, the whole etiquette part is simply, as I said, burdensome ritual to be very conscious of it and doing it. But it becomes spontaneous when we see Krishna everywhere. Ultimately, the idea is to bring us to that point. Otherwise, it is Shramaiva Hi Kevalam. It is simply troublesome. And that gradually leads to offense. Frivolity leads to contempt. Contempt leads to offense. Offense leads to losing of one's taste. And it's all coming from restlessness of the mind. And mind becomes restless when it is taking shelter of matter. So the second thing he says is discipline. And without being disciplined and without being fully obedient, only a person who is self-controlled and disciplined can become obedient. The instructions are there, understanding is there, but to follow you have to have that. Bhogaishwarya prasaktanam taya aparta chetasam vyavasayatmika buddhi samadhav na vidhiyate. One who is too much obsessed with bhoga aishwarya prasaktanam, so cannot happen. So because Narada Muni, by the curse of the sages, had been brought to a position where naturally he was humble, naturally he could not afford frivolous and sports. We see those who are very, very poor people, they can't afford. They are so busy working for basic maintenance, they can't afford any luxury sportive things and frivolity. There's no question. So the so-called curse, Narada Muni had deeply understood the subject matter. Therefore, when he saw the frivolous activity of Nalakuera and Manigriva, he knew how to preach to them. Effective preaching. A fellow has gone through that, knows how to preach effectively. Because he knows. He had deep realization. Radhanath Swami Maharaj was telling, Narada Muni had deep realization of the subject matter. And therefore, when he saw Manigriva and Nalakuera, he could understand what is the best way to, you know, preach to them and make them sober. So, then the Bhaktivedantas actually instructed him in this knowledge. Yasmin vijyate sarvamevam. How was Prahlad Maharaj able to see this? Because he heard from Narada, who heard it from Bhaktivedantas. Jnanam guhyatamam yattad sakshad bhagavato ditam anvabochan gamishyantah kripaya dinavatsala. As they were leaving, those Bhaktivedantas, who are very kind to poor hearted souls, instructed me in that most confidential subject, which is instructed by the personality of Godhead himself. Guhyatamam. Guhyatamam means very confidential knowledge. Now, sometimes you may see two children sharing some confidential knowledge. Nobody takes that very seriously. What can they share? You know, where I have hidden my toy, my car, my bus. Nobody will take that very seriously. But when Lord and Brahma are sharing some confidential knowledge, everyone would like to hear. What is that confidential knowledge that they are speaking? Rajavidya, Rajaguhyam. Rajaguhyam, the most confidential of all knowledge. But if those great, of course it is out of etiquette to poke your nose and try to eavesdrop and hear what they are saying. This is absolutely not the etiquette. But if they are very mercifully deciding to share that confidential knowledge. You know what I discuss with, if Lord Brahma comes here and says, I would like to tell you what Lord shared confidential knowledge with me. Would you like to hear? Everyone will be eager. So here Lord Brahma is sharing with Narada the most confidential knowledge, crisp, comprehensive sutra form of knowledge that Krishna gave to him in 4 verses. And anyone who knows this, he knows every subject matter perfectly. Yeah. Yes, ma'am. If one properly understands God, he can understand any subject matter very nicely. Any subject matter. Srila Prabhupada was, people were amazed. Talk to him about anything and he would give a solution. People were amazed. How does he know all these things? When did he learn all this? Perfect managing principles. Perfect way of political solution to situation. Economic solution. Now, as more and more time passes, people are getting to know the depth of one statement that he made. Sometime, casually, offhand. Just do this, things will be alright. And with passage of time, we realize, my God, it's so simple. Such a simple way. That's the greatness. Because he has understood the essence, he can come down to any level and communicate in a very effective way to the understanding of the audience. Without understanding, you have to repeat as it is. And that depends upon where you have heard it from. Same way you repeat. Unless you know the essence. So, he heard it, his most confidential knowledge. And that confidential knowledge is this. What they shared with him was actually this. Brahma, actually there are 4 verses. And these 4 verses gives everything that you need to know. If you know these 4 verses, not know intellectually, but from heart, that says, Krishna is telling one thing, one more thing. Jnanam parama guhyam me yad vijnana samanvitam. Krishna is speaking to Brahma. Sa rahasyam tad angam cha grahana gaditam maya. The personality of Godhead said, knowledge about me as described in the scriptures is very confidential and it has to be realized in conjunction with devotional service. The necessary paraphernalia for that process is being explained by me. You may take it up carefully. Jnanam and yad vijnana samanvitam. So the first 2 verses speak about the sambandha jnana. Yad vijnana samanvitam. Sa rahasyam. Then, the most confidential knowledge, rahasyam. And tad angam. Angam, the sa rahasyam is prayojan jnana. And tad angam means the abhidheya, how to achieve it. How to achieve it. So, what is the first sambandha jnana? The sambandha jnana is this. It is I, the personality of Godhead, who was existing before the creation, where there was nothing but myself, nor was there the material nature, the cause of this creation, that which you are now. That which you see now is also I, the personality of Godhead, and after annihilation, what remains will also be I, the personality of Godhead. It's all Krishna. Everything is Krishna. Sounds like little Mayavad. The bulb is Krishna, the fan is Krishna, this is Krishna. Everything is Krishna. Before creation, I existed. That means he is not of this creation. During creation, everything that exists is me. And after annihilation, anything, all that exists is me. And then, O Brahma, this is the next verse. Whatever appears to be of any value, if it is without relation to me, has no reality. Know it as my illusory energy, that reflection which appears to be in darkness. In the reflection there is light, but it cannot exist on its own. It's simply a reflection of the original light. So Maya means to see anything without its connection with Krishna. That is Maya. everything is owned, controlled by God. Ishavasyamidam sarvam. That means every person, every object, everything, every situation, every circumstance is orchestrated by Krishna. Ultimately, maya adhyakshena prakriti suyate. Indirectly or directly, everything is orchestrated by him. So a person who sees that, like Radhana Swami Maharaj was discussing yesterday, such a person, tattenu kampam suchamikshamano bunjana evatma kritam vipakam. In any situation, he won't blame anyone. Neither will he become artificially proud if he is able to do something. Because he sees Krishna in every situation, every circumstance, in every person as part of Krishna, in every object as energy of Krishna. Don't blame the instrument of your karma, as Prabhupada said. He sees. Thank you, Krishna. Krishna is teaching through this instance, through this energy, through this object, through this incident, through this person. What can I take? Because the whole purpose of creation is to inspire us to go back to Godhead. So, to come to that vision, that anything else is maya. If I think that this person is creating some trouble, something else is happening, it's my mind, and that is maya. And then, O Brahma, so this is about Sambandha Gyan. Sambandha Gyan means Krishna is the absolute truth and everything in existence is actually expansion of his energy. And therefore, it's him in that sense. But then, now this is the Prayojan Gyan. What is the ultimate goal of life? Please know that the universal elements enter into the cosmos and at the same time do not enter into the cosmos. Similarly, I myself also exist within everything created and at the same time I am outside of everything. This is the most confidential knowledge. Rajavidya, Rajaguhyam. The most confidential knowledge is everything is actually Krishna and not Krishna. Everything exists in Krishna and yet Krishna is outside of everything. This is what Krishna told in the 9th chapter, Rajavidya, Raja Guhya Yoga Nama Navamodhyaya. And what is that? Maya tatamidam sarvam jagad avyakta murtina, matthani sarva bhutani, nachaham te shavastita, nachamatthani bhutani, pashyame yoga maishwaram. In my unmanifest form, I am all pervading, everything is situated within me, I am outside of everything, and still everything, nothing is outside of me. He proved all this statement. He showed as universal form that everything is him. He showed him the whole cosmic manifestation within him in the mouth of mother to in his mouth to Mother Yashoda. And Goloka Eva Nivasati Akhilatma Bhut. And what is this rahasya? Achintya Bheda Abheda Tattva. And how can one see this? You can only see this when you have love. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena santa sadaiva hridayeshu vilokayanti. It is only possible to see everything in connection with Krishna and simultaneously different only if you have prema. Sthavara jangama dekhe na dekhe tar murti sarvatra hoya nija ishta deva spurti. Sthavara jangama dekhe, you see moving and non-moving things. Na dekhe tar murti, but you are actually not seeing them. Sarvatra hoye nija ishta deva spurti. Because you love Krishna, anything you see in relation with Krishna. Just like Prabhupada said, if a mother sees in absence of a child, deep separation from the child, phone comes from the school that your child is missing, he is not yet, you know, he left from here and for 2-3 hours he has not come home. Desperate, the mother is desperate in separation. And then when she sees the shoe of the child, she is seeing the shoe, but she is not seeing the shoe. She is actually seeing the child. And that is because of prema. And the highest is in separation. And that's what Mahaprabhu taught. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate. This is Prayojan Gyan. Because unless you know Prayojan, you won't take up the process. A good teacher creates the need in the student. Do you want that? Do you want this most confidential knowledge, which is confidential even to Lord Brahma? It's not, you know, not available. Pantastu koti shatavatsara sampragamyo. They can't, big munis can't achieve this. Do you want it? If you want it, there is abhidheya. And that is devotional service. And then it says, a person who is searching after the supreme absolute truth, the personality of Godhead, must certainly search for it up to this, in all circumstances, in all space and time, and both directly and indirectly. Till we come to the point, bhakti should go on. Bhakti is an eternal thing. But the culmination of bhakti is prema bhakti. Sadhana, bhava and prema bhakti. And prema bhakti is when in all circumstances, in all time, in all place, in all, you see nothing but Krishna. And after the Bhaktivedantas left, Shripad Narada Muni traveled looking for Krishna. He traveled through villages, he traveled through towns, he traveled through cities, metropolises, he went through forests. That means he traveled in situations where it was very tempting. Metropolises, cities, so much distraction for a young child, 5-year-old. But he was seeing Krishna. He was looking for Krishna. He passed through forests, rush bamboos, and very dangerous forests. He was fearless because he was seeing Krishna. So he rose above these dualities in his Yavasayatmika Buddhir Ekeha Kurana. He wouldn't stop till he actually saw Krishna, following the instruction of the Bhaktivedantas. And because Prahlad has so much love for the Supreme Lord, therefore, actually, he can tell everything. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam pri dadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayantite. Tesham evanukam partham aham magyanadam tam. Krishna speaks. Who is a Mahatma? An Atma who has come in contact with the Mahad Atma, that is Paramatma. He will inspire. Whatever is required, he will tell you. Therefore, that is the perfection. So in this way, very beautifully, Prahlad Maharaj is asked by Hiranyakashipu, what are the best thing you have learned from your teachers? And he says, vanam gato yad harima ashrayeda. Just take shelter of, because he has heard. He knows. Tat sadhu manye asuravarya dehina sada samudvigna dhyam. Your mind is restless and full of anxiety because you have caught hold of something temporary and aspiring to make it permanent. The perfection of shelter is when the meditator, the meditation and the object of meditation are all on the eternal platform. That is permanent shelter. The soul is eternal, the Lord is eternal, and the meditation of one eternal loving relationship with the Lord is eternal. And a person situated in that platform has achieved the supreme shelter. That is prema. And that's what Mahaprabhu is offering through this devotional service, simply by chanting the holy name. So when we realize this, actually we understand what is our good fortune. And we shouldn't make our good fortune into a misfortune. Otherwise we have to learn the hard way. Krishna will personally organize so many other lessons. But if we learn our lessons quickly, then we can advance. Hare Krishna. We'll stop here. We're already 5 minutes ahead of time. You can take questions later. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Jai Gaur Premanand.